say something? Can you say something? Maybe you can say good morning. Can you say it? Can you say good morning?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, very good. Okay, who's Mandy? And you are Laura.
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is a song you should know, or you learned it in class. Do you remember? Do you remember the little teapot? Mm-hmm. Can you sing it? Mm-hmm. Can you do it now? Könnt ihr das singen? Ja? Könnt ihr es mal probieren?
I'm a little teapot, short and spout. Here is my handle, here is my spout. When I see the teapot, hear me shout. Tip me over, pour me out.
Very good. Do you like tea?
Yes.
Fruit tea? Yes. Früchtetee?
Ja.
Mhm. Okay, and what are your hobbies?
My hobby is swimming.
Mm-hmm. And what about your hobby?
My hobby is elk swimming.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. We start now. You get a cube. You get a cube. And you check it. And the one who has the biggest number starts. Die höchste Zahl hat, der fängt an. Okay. Okay, you start. Okay, I give you two pictures. And you don't show each other the picture. Okay, you get this one. I get this one. And you look at the picture. And there you can see something. And you tell her what you can see on this picture. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? No? Should I say it in German? Du erklärst ihr, was du auf diesem Bild siehst. Mm-hmm. Kannst versuchen auf Englisch. Und wenn du ein Wort nicht weißt, dann fragst du mich.
And swaining? And a kind. Das guckt aus dem Fenster.
Mhm. And what about you? What is on your picture?
Ein Kind. Das swimming.
Mhm. Okay. And now I show you a big poster. And you tell me her picture. What did she say? She said she sees a girl? Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Okay, can you see the ship? Könnt ihr das Schiff sehen? Mm-hmm. Can you show me the ship? Mm-hmm. And what does a ship look like? Is it a big ship or a small ship? Is it big or is it small?
Big.
Big ship. Mm-hmm. And what colors does the ship have? Is it yellow?
Red and blue.
Very good. It's not yellow, is it? No, it's not yellow. And what else can you see on the picture? Is there someone on the ship? Is there girl on the ship or a boy? Yes? Can you show me the... Very good. And what about the snow? Do you like snow? And what can you do with snow in the winter? What can you see?
Snowy.
It's snowy. What else?
And snowman.
A snowman. Very good.
Kind was Schlittschuhläuft.
A girl is ice skating. You know ice skating? Ice skating is Schlittschuhlaufen. Do you like ice skating?
Yes.
Yes? Yes. Okay. And can you see a rainbow on the poster? What colors does a rainbow have?
Red, yellow and blue.
And
green.
And yes, very good. And when we have a rainbow, wann ist der Regenbogen?
Wenn es geregnet hat und die Sonne geschienen hat.
Sunny und rainy.
Very good. Okay. And what for do we need the water? We need water every day, but what for do we need water? Maybe you can look at the pictures and you see something, what you do every day. What's the girl doing? In this picture, this girl. Maybe you try in German when you don't know the English word. Do you do that every day?
Das Kind badet gerade.
Very good. And what else can you see on the picture? This one is a washing machine and washes dirty clothes. Maybe your mom washed this pullover, you know? Okay. And what do we need a water for in nature? Or where can we find water in nature? Do you know nature, the word? Die Natur? And, very good. What can you see there? This one?
Rainy.
Okay. And what's this?
Water.
Very good. And what's this animal? Do you know the word for this animal? It's a cow. And what does a cow do? Kuh.
Die trinkt.
Mhm. She drinks water. She's thirsty. Mhm. Okay. And what do you with water at home? Do you drink water?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. You like it? No? You like tea more? Mögt ihr kein Wasser zum Trinken? Doch. Oder lieber Tee?
Tee lieber.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then we'll make another game. This one, oops. Thank you. Do you know rats? Rats are animals and they're a little bit bigger than a mouse. Those are rats. Das sind Ratten. Und wir spielen jetzt ein Spiel. Du bekommst dieses Bild. Und du bekommst dieses Bild. Und ihr sollt euch einander erklären, wo die Ratten sich im Raum befinden. Zum Beispiel kannst du dann sagen, My rat 14 is on the bed under the blanket. And my rat 15 is on the bed. Also die Ratte 14 ist auf dem Bett unter der Bettdecke und meine Ratte 15 ist auf dem Bett. Und ihr versucht dann zu erklären, wo die Ratten sich im Raum befinden. Die eine Ratte sitzt am Fenster oder auf dem Boden und wenn das geht, auf Englisch. Und wenn ihr die Wörter nicht wisst, dann könnt ihr mich fragen. Und wenn ihr die Ratten erraten habt, dann könnt ihr euch die in eurem Bild aufmalen. So, wer möchte grün und möchte schwarz? Who wants the green one?
The green. Mm-hmm.
And you get the black one. Okay. You want to shake the cubes again? Who starts? Okay, you start.
My rat is on the book.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And now you can draw the rat on the books. Mm-hmm. On the books. Auf den Büchern? Deine Ratte ist neben den Büchern. Du kannst jetzt ihre Ratte einzeichnen bei dir auf den Büchern. Mhm. Ihr habt unterschiedliche Bilder. It's your turn. My rat is
bed.
Is on the bed?
On the bed.
Okay, now you can draw the rat. She said, My rat is
on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know where the rat is? Auf dem Bett. Na, jetzt kannst du die Ratte einmal. Sie hat andere Ratten als du. Und die Ratten, die sie hat und bei dir fehlen, erklärt sie dir und du kannst sie dann aufmalen. Mhm.
ist unter dem Stuhl.
Under the chair. My red is under?
My red is on the chair.
Mm, very good. Mm-hmm. Ein ganz anderes Bild als sie. Und deswegen sind deine Ratten auch ganz anders als bei ihr. Und sie erklärte jetzt, wo ihre Ratte sitzt, aber deine Ratte ist da nicht. Du hast da gar keine Ratte und du malst jetzt die Ratte dorthin. Your reds are? My red is?
My red is unter einer Kiste.
Mhm. You don't know the word for Tisch? It's the table. Tisch is table. Mm-hmm.
My word is off the table.
Mm-hmm. Don't know the word? This is the wall. Mm-hmm.
My word is on the wall.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
My word is in the box.
Oh, your rat is in the box. The window. Okay, we stop here. You did a very good job. It was very good. It was nice to have you here. Habt ihr sehr gut gemacht. Und dann könnt ihr jetzt wieder in die Klasse gehen und uns die nächsten runterschicken, ja?
Okay.
Okay.